preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Well, we may be able to catch catfish in the Red River here in between Minnesota and North Dakota shortly. It's, the ice is breaking up. Just crossed the river a little while ago. And might be time to fish again, not through the ice. This is the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. We've put down our fishing poles, and we're going to talk to you for the next hour. I hope you'll call in if you have if you want to add something. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. The Trump Phenomenon on Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and whatever your local time may be. It's live radio, sponsored by the American Freedom Party. You can find us at theamericanfreedomparty.us. George is with us in Maryland. George, thank you.
Good to be here, James.
And we may be joined by Paul Fromm, as we are in most evenings. We've also got a Sunday show. I hope you've had a chance to listen to that. It's a three-hour extravaganza, Sundays from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, more of an afternoon show, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, three-hour show. That is also live, and if you look for it in the RBN listings, it's under the American Freedom Party Report. But it's all of a piece, sponsored by the American Freedom Party, sponsored by me, sponsored by George, and sponsored by some very appreciated members of our audience like you out there. And I'll try to find ways to acknowledge the contributions you send into our P.O. Box, which is James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, MN, Minnesota, 56721. I got one today in the P.O. Box from good folks in Albuquerque and who sent some cash in. Discreetly wrapped cash. It all works, folks. And thank you very much out there in Albuquerque. I want to start the show out tonight by saying I missed the story yesterday. The story yesterday, and Donald Trump, I should have gotten it. When Donald Trump took off in Air Force One, flew to Louisville, and gave a magnificent speech there to a huge crowd. That was the story. And Donald Trump intended it to be that. And to get the story out of the hands of the treasonous crowd that calls itself the media, who are, what are they doing? Negative story after negative story of chaos, confusion, logjam, infighting. It's all sand thrown up into the eyes of the American public to distract us from the actual story, which is the Trump phenomenon. That's the actual story. And we saw it very clearly. I missed it yesterday. I went back after the show realizing my mistake. I think, George, you're the one that really put me onto this. And I watched the complete feed of Trump's appearance in Louisville. And I'll talk a little bit about that in a second. But it was magnificent. The whole thing was magnificent. That was the story. The little fighting, the infighting, this idiot James Comey, being cute in front of congressmen, stupid, insipid questions being asked of Neil Gorsuch. There's no news there, folks. It's just sand being thrown into your eyes. And meanwhile, the national media did not show you what a great event Donald Trump staged yesterday in Louisville. And by the way, they have that. They know what's going on. Here's what our alternative media is doing. It's just wonderful. And I'm going to really stay on this. There are independent little people out there, like the Republic Broadcasting Network, which are trying to create an alternative media. One of the things they're doing is to bring you Trump. Now, we were first out of the gate doing this, creating this radio show, entitling it The Trump Phenomenon. But these video websites, what they were doing yesterday is they were tapping into the feed from ABC News and CNN and the local news in Louisville, which had a helicopter up in the air covering the event. All of these things, you know, you and I, out in the layman in the public, we don't realize this. These media people, they've got these live feeds to everything all the time. And their engineers and editors, I guess their editors are the key people here, and their producers, they're looking at all these different screens of what's actually happening, and then they're editing it to bring you only a little bit, as Donald Trump has been saying. So, for instance, at his rallies, they bring you just the shot of Donald Trump focused on Donald Trump, never showing the crowd, never showing the crowd, never showing the buildup to the event with the huge masses of people outside, and they control the event that way. But if you with our alternative media, what they were showing me yesterday, and it was available to all of us, you could go in live on YouTube and watch the crowd assembling in Louisville, snaking for miles around the building, all through the parking lot, snaking back and forth in hundreds of twists. This huge crowd of disciplined, patriot people keeping their place in line, not cutting in line, not milling about. You saw the magnificence of what it is to have a patriot in as president. Donald Trump being saluted by the military as Air Force One takes off in an unbelievably sharp drill. Here's something that caught my attention, George. As Donald Trump took off the runway, I guess at Andrews, I don't know where he takes off. The Secret Service is running alongside a huge Boeing 747 at speed in some kind of souped-up Secret Service car, keeping pace with a 747 taking off. So they're providing runway security right there so that if some terrorist appears, you know, out of a hangar or something in some kind of suicide truck, I would bet their orders are to ram it. And, you know, they're going 125 miles an hour down the runway next to Air Force One. It was magnificent to behold. But the American public never sees that. Anyway, let's open up the lines here at 800-313-9443. Let me check my call-in board here to see if any of you are already here waiting. And we'll endeavor to get you in as soon as your call appears at 800-313-9443. 9443. I've got a column I want to quote from in a bit here, George, but I want to get you in. I want to go to Pat Buchanan's column, Will Russiagate Backfire on the Left? So I want to go to that in a minute. But, George, any thoughts as we open?
Well, I do think Russiagate will backfire because Russiagate's a bunch of BS. Good grief. Yes. I'm like you. I'm watching all this. Sure is irritating to watch, you know, all the sand going into the works, but to see the other side having to resort to what they're resorting to, you know, it's almost like the rout at Dunkirk. These suicide missions to keep from being overrun by the Trump train.
Yeah. Well, let's go. Let's go right to Buchanan's column. He uses a similar term to what you just described. Buchanan starts out in his column today, the big losers of the Russian hacking scandal may yet be those who invested all their capital in a script that turned out to be based on a fairy tale. In Monday's Intelligence Committee hearings, James Comey did confirm that his FBI has found nothing to support President Trump's tweet that President Obama ordered him wiretapped. Not unexpected, but undeniably an embarrassment for the tweeter-in-chief. And now, by the way, contradicting that, I've got in my hands here, I'll tell you what, I don't like this guy, James Comey. So I don't much care what he says after the performances I've seen from him.
But yeah, he can't win for losing. The Clinton camp hates him. The Trump camp hates him. Why don't we make him go away? James, man, you need to go sell shoes at Walmart or something.
Yeah, I don't know what makes what floats James Comey's boat. But the I've never, from the first hour I listened to him, I didn't like the man. There's something wrong here. I don't know how to describe it. He's all too cute. He's all too full of himself. And boy, I just hope he goes away. I hope Donald Trump uses his authority to find a new FBI chief. But I'm holding in my hands not what you think of as your prime source for the best information, but the National Enquirer, which has been, in fact, a tremendously good source throughout the entire Trump phenomenon. And they have got some intelligence people who are contradicting James Comey. And these are big names. Here it says, Trump was wiretapped. Agents of Obama turned NSA surveillance operation into secret tool to sabotage the new administration. And the two intelligence heavyweights who are acting as whistleblowers here with the National Enquirer are a gentleman named William Binney, let me look at his background here, and Larry C. Johnson. And they are saying, he says, these people were actively conspiring to first obtain enough evidence to compel a judge to disqualify Donald Trump from office, a Russian smoking gun. And when that didn't work, they embarked on a campaign of organized leaks to smear Trump. And the people, this is a quoting Larry Johnson, CIA intelligence officer, former, and the other, Binney, let me look at his credentials here. He was a high-level, I believe, high-level NSA. I'll find it here in just a second. But this is extensive in the National Enquirer, completely contradicting what James Comey said. Now let's go back to Pat Buchanan. He says, yet longer-term damage may have been done to the left, for Monday's hearing showed that its rendering of the campaign of 2016 may be a product of fiction and a fevered imagination. After 8 months investigating the hacking and leaking of the emails of Clinton campaign chief John Podesta and the DNC, there is apparently no evidence of Trump collusion with Russia. This is far more important than anything else. Former Director of National Intelligence General James Clapper has said that as of his departure day, January 20th this year, he had seen no evidence of a Russia-Trump collusion. Former acting CIA Director Michael Morell also made that clear this month. Quote, on the question of the Trump campaign conspiring with the Russians here, there is smoke, but there is no fire at all. There's no little campfire. There's no little candle. There's no spark. And there's a lot of people looking for it, unquote. And Morrell, by the way, is a Clinton man who just said that. An admission against interest. Buchanan continues, but while the FBI is still searching for a Trump connection, real crimes have been unearthed, committed by anti-Trump bureaucrats colluding with mainstream media to damage Trump's presidency. Now, these are acts of treason, by the way. These intelligence officials who are using the New York Times as a megaphone, it's treason. There is hard evidence of collusion between the intel community and the New York Times and the Washington Post, both beneficiaries of illegal leaks, felonies punishable by up to 10 years in prison. And actually, treason is punishable by execution, folks. It says so in the Constitution. While the howls have been endless that Trump accused Obama of a, quote, felony, unquote, the one provable felony here was the leak of a transcript of an intercepted conversation between General Michael Flynn and the Russian ambassador. That leak ended Flynn's career as National Security Advisor, and Director Comey would neither confirm nor deny that President Obama was aware of the existence of the Flynn transcript. Oh, very cute, James Comey. So where do we stand after yesterday's hearing and 8-month FBI investigation? The Russians did hack Podesta's email account and the DNC, and while the FBI has found no evidence of Trump campaign collusion with the Russians, it is still looking. However, you know, I mean, that's a lot of nothing. However, the known unknowns seem more significant. How could DNI Director Clapper and CIA Director Morrell say that no connection had been established between Trump's campaign and the Russians without there having been an investigation? And how could such an investigation be conclusive in exonerating Trump's associates without some use of electronic surveillance? And that's what Donald Trump's been talking about. Somebody's been listening to me and my people. Did the FBI fly to Moscow and question Putin's cyber warfare team? More questions arise. If, in its investigation of the Russian hacking and a Trump connection, the FBI did receive the fruits of some electronic surveillance of the Trump campaign, were Attorney General Loretta Lynch, White House aides of President Obama, made aware of any such surveillance? Did any give a go-ahead to surveil the Trump associates? Comey would neither confirm nor deny that they did. This is this snaky aspect of Comey that I don't like.
Yeah, I saw that. I neither confirm nor deny, and Trey Gowdy, the congressman, was all ticked off at that. Ugly.
Yeah. So, and this is short, we'll be done with this, so Buchanan here in a moment. So if Obama was aware of an investigation into the Trump campaign using intel sources and methods, Trump would not be entirely wrong in his claims, and Obama would have some splainin' to do. That's the word that Buchanan uses. I like that. A little bit racy there in this context to talk about splainin'.
A little bit Ricky Ricardo there.
A little bit, yeah. Is the FBI investigating the intelligence sources who committed felonies by illegally disclosing information about the Trump campaign? Comey would not commit to investigate. He wouldn't commit to even investigate these leaks. Though this could involve criminal misconduct within his own FBI. Again, the only known crimes committed by Americans during and after the campaign are the leaks of security secrets by agents of the intel community colluding with the Fourth Estate, which uses the First Amendment to provide cover for criminal sources whom they hail as whistleblowers. Indeed, if there was no surveillance of Trump of any kind, where did all these stories come from, which their reporters attributed to, quote, intelligence sources, unquote? Get the logic here, folks. They either had sources or they didn't. If they didn't have sources, they were straight up lying. If they had sources, they were covering felonies. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has recused himself from any role in the Russian hacking scandal, but the Justice Department should demand that the FBI put the highest priority on investigating the deep state and its journalistic collaborators in the sabotage of the Trump presidency. If Comey refuses to do it, appoint a special counsel. In the last analysis, as Glenn Greenwald, no Trumpite, writes for The Intercept, the real loser may well be the Democratic Party. If the investigation of Russiagate turns up no link between Trump and the pilfered emails, Democrats will have egg all over their faces, and the Democratic base will have to face a painful truth. Vladimir Putin did not steal this election. And you know what the next sentence is going to be. We'll read that right after this break. And we'll go to Marcel on the road to Ohio on the phone. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Why were they not wanting?
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis. Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good really over for good. And I went rolling downhill like a snowball.
We're back, folks. And I'll give you that last sentence of the Buchanan column. I've got a real interesting thing I'm going to give you here in just a bit, but the end of the Obama column is the Buchanan column, the last sentence. I clicked off that screen, so I don't have it. But he essentially said that Russiagate very well may backfire. Launching Russiagate may backfire on the Democrats. And now let me give you a quote that I do have on the screen. I shifted over this during the break. Sean Spicer at the press conference most recent press conference. Here's a question from one of the media hacks, and watch how Sean Spicer answers it. And he gets to the real story, which is what the media is not covering. Let me go to the media hack here. Here he goes.
Morning. A question about a potential DNC connection to Russia during the election. Right. Is he under the impression that the Clinton campaign had inappropriate contact with Russia during the election?
Well, I think that there's...
Let me go back and get the beginning of the question again. Here he is. They're trying to throw sand in your eyes. Here he goes.
Follow up. The president tweeted this morning a question about a potential DNC connection to Russia during the election.
Right.
Is he under the impression that the Clinton campaign had inappropriate contact with Russia during the election?
Well, I think that there's...
Okay, now, here we go to Sean Spicer nailing this guy with the actual news. Here it is on the actual Russiagate that we have.
When you look at the Obama history of the Obama administration and the Clinton, the Clintons' involvement with Russia in terms of donations that the Clintons received from Russian entities, the idea that they sold off tremendous amount of the uranium to the Russian government, and yet where was the concern for that? What are we doing to look into that? It was the Obama administration in 2009 that talked about a reset with Russia and a desire to reset relationships.
So there he goes. Spicer doesn't hammer it. It's great that he mentions it, but this is the sort of thing that needs to be hammered. Hillary Clinton sold 20% of America's uranium assets to a very smart Russian government, which got a great deal by giving $100 million or so to the Clinton Foundation. they got a big supply of uranium, a very valuable asset for a nuclear power, for a song from Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State. Now, that's a story, folks, but not covered. And so that's our job in the alternative media. We've got to make the story, the real story, stand out, such as Hillary Clinton's treasonous sale of our uranium with money going to her foundation in a tit for tat. And this happened over and over again. Hillary Clinton would do a pay for play. Donald Trump called it correctly on the campaign trail. And this is still the actual part of the real news. And this Russiagate with Donald Trump, these questions of Neil Gorsuch, the answers from James Comey, this is all sand in your eyes. Let's go. We've got a caller here. Let me find the caller. He is. We got a couple callers. Marcel on the road to Ohio. Can you hear us, Marcel?
Matthew, I thought you'd forgot about me.
No! And Marcel, I'll tell you what, I've run you into another break. So stay with us there. Keep your eyes on the road, and we'll be right back with you, Marcel. Stay with us.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Trump Phenomenon. Marcel, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
Well, the microphone's okay. Yours. Thank you for waiting.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for taking my call. I have something that a couple of things that I'd like to run over, and I'm going to attempt to be as succinct as possible. First of all, Mr. James Comey, he needs to be fired. He's a lackey. He's a leftover from the Obama administration. He needs to go. Second of all, Mr. Reese, was it Reese Priebus? Is the new speaker? Get rid of him too, because not only is he a lackey, he's spineless. He needs to go. All right, Mr. Trump needs to clean out all of that leftover. Clean them all out. You can hire new people. Clean all of that out, because those are the people that are holding up his administration. They're going to attempt to sabotage him as much as possible. Thirdly, the female Secret Service agent that had the laptop stolen from her car sitting in front of the house, that had the floor plans of Trump Tower on it, along with her Secret Service admission badge, she needs to be not only fired, but prosecuted. And I'm done.
Marcella, I like you on all three counts. I agree with you. Very perceptive. Anything else?
Mr. Trump has been in there for, he hasn't been in there 100 days yet. There has been all of this media hype and all of these yo-yos going crazy, and I call them yo-yos because that's what they are. I don't know what they're smoking, but nonetheless, they're screaming and hollering and on the George Soros payroll. Let them do what they do. This mess about the Russians this and the Russians that, forget about that mess, because all that is a distraction. He needs to take care of business, do that what the American people put him in there for. Build that wall. Turn this thing around. And another thing that needs it, that just come to mind, the patriots that are up there in Oregon that are sitting in the jail, he needs to pardon them and let those people go.
Because
they're patriots. They didn't do anything wrong, and the court system that's attempting to prosecute them, we need to wash our hands and get rid of those people. Because I mean, it take the gloves off. We've been too lax, we've been too laid back, and I know that we as a people have to be very careful that we don't wield the hammer of righteousness or the sword of righteousness too heavily. I understand that. But the people who have been in opposition, okay, y'all sit on the sidelines. Y'all lost. We didn't.
Yes, you did lose. You did. Yes, they did.
You want to keep it, and it had half of this garbage that has been presented was done to Obama, we'd had a race war in our hands.
Well, I like every. Yes, Marcel, you are right. And thank you for calling. I hope you call again. Safe driving, my friend.
Hey, I'm headed to I'm headed up here to Minerva to get my load, and then head back to Wisconsin. But I got an opportunity to catch your program, and I'm loving every minute of it. But I had to speak my piece because there's too much junk going on, and we're being distracted, and we're being distracted purposely. The Russians had nothing to do with us. The Russians had nothing to do with the administration, with the voting, with the election. Nothing.
It's
already been settled, and we're going on and on and on like a dog chasing its tail. On and on and on with it. Forget about this mess. Y'all want to talk about it? Y'all go ahead and talk about it. We're going to move on. We got other things to do.
Thank you, Marcel.
We got to turn this country around. And Black American, we got to turn this country around.
Marcel, call in again soon.
Y'all have a good night.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marcel.
And let's go to, we've got another caller on the line here. I like it when a trucker calls in. At least he's got his windows rolled up. People that call in their car with the window rolled down, boy, that sounds great. Let's go to Laura in Michigan. Laura, you're on the air.
Hi, James. I just wanted to prepare you. Soon they'll be saying that Ann Coulter is a Russian asset because she gave an interview yesterday to Russia Today, the TV show. You know, they were cutting down RT so bad during those congressional hearings. And you know why? Because RT talks all the time against the Federal Reserve, and the Kenite bankers do not like it. That's why they don't like RT.
Yes.
That's absolutely
it. RT puts a lot of good stuff on, and you know, they're right in line with the fundamental thing that's good about Vladimir Putin. He is pursuing the interests of the Russian people.
That's right.
And he is also willing, like Donald Trump, to, at considerable risk to himself, go toe to toe with the elites who previously controlled, in his case, Russia. I like the stories where Vladimir Putin, this is years ago now, but there were instances where a group of Russian elitists called the oligarchs had seized, with the breakup of the Soviet Union, they had used that, they had pounced on that vulnerable moment and opportunity to basically, not basically, to steal hundreds of billions of dollars worth of the assets of the Russian people, because, you know, prior in the Soviet Union, things like steel mills and coal mines and oil operations, they belonged to the government, which meant they belonged to, in theory, the people. But these people walked away with ownership through inside deals. They bought up gold mines, manganese mines that had been government operations. They got them for a song through corruption and crime and violence. Putin, I love this story when there was one of them. I can't remember this particular oligarch's name, but Putin sent his federal police to surround this guy's private jet. With loaded guns cocked.
I think that was Mikhail Borisovich Khodorkovsky.
Yes, they frog marched this guy off of his plane, and that took brass to oppose these guys, because their method, the oligarchs' method of solving or settling things, is to kill you. And Vladimir Putin was up to going into the ring with these people, and he won. And so that's he is truly a nationalist. And RT, this connects to your description, Laura, of Russia Today. RT, Putin was right in on the ground floor of the creation, I think. The RT came out of his administration and was an effort to produce a media. Interesting, the connection here. Long before Trump entered the presidential arena, Russia, headed by Vladimir Putin, was attempting to penetrate the media iron curtain that surrounds America and get actual news, truthful news about Russia to the American public. So I think the Russian government invested something like $100 million, some large amount of money, in setting up Russia Today and putting reporters around the United States, opening offices. So they gave them the startup money to present. And this has been available to us, to patriots, Laura, ever since the creation of Russia Today. I may go look it up and we may talk about it on the show. But thank you, Laura. Anything else on your mind? Because
go ahead. I do. I think it was way out of line for that senator to call Putin a tarantula. A sitting senator should not be calling president of another nation a name.
And Donald Trump talked about that. He said, I forget the exact quote, you may remember it, George, but Donald Trump was on national television, and he said, it was in his interview with the ABC guy, what was his name? It was his first press, his first interview in the White House, and David Muir, and he wiped the floor with David, he mopped the floor with David Muir's face, and then Trump said, I don't think it was very smart to be calling the president of Russia names, with the only other nuclear superpower, to be calling their president names. Trump said exactly what you just said, Laura.
Yes. And because
they
were, to say to you, well, the other thing I want to say, I want to urge everyone to get the movie Snowden about Edward Snowden. It really gives you insight into the Washington intelligence cabal, and I call it a cabal. That's what it is. Everybody needs to get that movie. Oliver Stone did an excellent job.
Okay, we'll go for that. And also, Laura, I remember another instance where Trump said exactly what you just said about the stupidity of calling the president of Russia, the very, very popular president of Russia with the Russian people, names. He was being interviewed by Bill O'Reilly, and Bill O'Reilly called Putin a killer, and then Trump snapped back to O'Reilly, really? Calling the president of Russia a killer?
That was one of the ugliest things I'd ever seen a major media figure say, ever.
Yeah.
And I will not watch or have anything to do with Bill O'Reilly. And, you know, Fox News is run by Rupert, and he's on the other side. I don't trust him, and you shouldn't trust him.
And Laura?
Now.
Yes. Yes. Now, Laura, we've got a caller that you and the rest of the audience will be interested in calling. So thank you so much for being with us, Laura. But let us now go. We're getting a call from North Korea. Okay. but let's go to Rob in North Korea. Rob, are you there?
Yeah. I'm standing next to a missile, but anyway, that's only to confound our opponents, so we keep them guessing. But, I agree with George and you guys. This whole Russian nonsense is nothing but a distraction and really an obstruction, an interference with what Trump's agenda is. I mean, you know, when I think about it, when I went to vote and when I went to the polling stations, I didn't see any Russians. I knew I wasn't going to vote for Hillary the moment she announced her candidacy because I didn't want another 4 years or 8 years of this Clinton family and this philanderer who drops his pants in the White House and all these, you know, these crooked schemes and all these dead people turning up. You know, she had too much baggage. So I don't, I have to agree with George and you guys. But let me say one other thing, another subject. There's a group of GOP senators that are hoping to sneak an amnesty into Trump's popular immigration reform. And they're being pushed by this Business Policy Council to provide more foreign workers, low-wage foreign workers, and, basically welfare recipients, because when they're getting low wages, we have to pay, they have to receive welfare for other types of living expenses, which we pay for. What I don't understand is if big business is saving money on their manufacturing and lowering the overhead using cheaper labor, why are their goods still overpriced? So, you know, the bottom line has to be money. We're getting ripped off either way. And that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you very much. And let us know if you see a missile launch there in yeah. North Korea. Let us know which way it's headed. are you in North Bergen?
Yes, I am. I'm down in New Jersey.
Okay. Thanks, Rob. Take care,
all
my
right.
friend.
All right. See you, George.
Thanks, Rob.
Folks, that opens up some lines. If you want to call in, it's 800-313-9443. Here's a nice letter that Donald Trump put up on his website, whitehouse.gov, which is part of the alternative media now. Isn't that nice? And the president's website is part of alternative media, and it sure is. It should be your number one stop every day, along with Matt Drudge and Republic Broadcasting. On the Denver Broncos letterhead, here's a letter from someone you know with the last name of Elway. He says, members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, it is with my highest recommendation that I support Judge Neil Gorsuch's nomination to the United States Supreme Court. A native of Colorado, Neil has demonstrated tremendous intelligence, character, and fairness while serving for more than a decade on the United States Court of Appeal for the 10th Circuit. His credentials, integrity, and sound moral compass are major reasons why he's already received so much bipartisan support for his nomination. and he says, I look forward to having Neil Gorsuch one of our own from the great state of Colorado as the next Supreme Court justice. Sincerely, John Elway. And, he's now a general manager of the Denver Broncos. So that's a letter he sent yesterday. And that is going to be wonderful. This guy, Neil Gorsuch, what a great pick. And this will change things so dramatically when a replacement for Antonin Scalia, worthy of Scalia, is on the court. All of these pipsqueak judges out there who are nipping at Donald Trump's heels, they will finally be put out to pasture by a Supreme Court that supports the president's authority. We got our last break and then our last segment. If you want to get a call in, you can still squeeze one in. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're into the Trump phenomenon, sponsored by the American Freedom Party. I'm James Kelso. George in Maryland is with us live. And we've got a caller in our last segment here. Tim in Wyoming, you're on the air, Tim. Come in, Tim. You know, I don't give the engineer enough time to set these calls up.
Hello.
Yeah, Tim, you're on the air.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry. I was, for some reason, I had the phone muted. I don't know why. I'm sorry. thanks for taking my call. Good to hear from you, both of you, George and James. I wanted to say one quick thing. I, when when the people were talking about how great Neil Gorsuch was, the two things that stuck in my mind, the one thing that stuck in my mind was that they kept going on about how Trump had been attacking the president. The president had been attacking the free press, talking about the sanctity of the press. They were talking, they acted as though the president should just let them say whatever they want to say, true or otherwise. After hearing just a couple minutes of, I watched on C-SPAN, I watched some of the first, the pre-confirmation hearings. I watched some of that, the beginning of that, and I thought, after hearing them say those things, I said, are they really? And especially, okay, since Patrick Leahy, Dianne Feinstein, and Chuck Schumer, I think Schumer was up there. Somebody else. Anyway, there was the people that were up there listening to the opening statements for Neil Gorsuch are people that should not even be anywhere in our government at all. They should be eliminated. I mean, for all intents and purposes, they are disgusting scums. They should be, they should be fed into the wood chipper face first.
Hang on, Tim. Just they're disgusting scum. Leave the wood chipper out.
Okay. Well, the wood chipper part. All right. All right,
but they are disgusting.
As you say, they should be frog marched out with their hands behind their backs, put on a blindfold. What's the last word you have to say? I don't care what it is.
No. Let's leave the wood chipper part out. But they are disgusting scum, and they need to be sent home. And we need to get a patriot government. Tim, I'm glad you watched those hearings and gave your report. That's the right report. It's disgusting watching those people, these mental and moral midgets challenging this really great man, Neil Gorsuch. And the contrast is so obvious. Again, this is the way it's going to backfire on the Democrats. They they expose themselves in what they're doing. And so this is great. America is getting an education in what dirtbags the Democratic Party leadership are, and then we need to deepen the revolution by getting people like Neil Gorsuch I'll leave you with this. This is a great thing I saw in the Real News, which was on the live feed, the network feed, from which they edit and pick out pictures. As Donald Trump got on Air Force One, I didn't realize, I've never been on a 747. I didn't realize how big it was. Getting on the plane with him were his top aides, Miller and Stephen Bannon. And that was really something to see Bannon and Miller getting on the plane with Donald Trump. And you actually got to see what it's really like inside the Trump administration. Sorry, we're going to have to end off the show here tonight, but we'll be back again tomorrow night. So please join us. We'll see you then. Thank you. Thank you, George.
End Time is Not What You Thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.